My name is Stephanie Zanardi. I am 62 years old. Today is Sunday, January 7th, 2024, and I'm speaking with my mother, Eileen Zanardi, and we're recording this conversation at my home in Chatham, New Jersey. Mom, would you please introduce yourself?
My name is Eileen Mona Raya Zanardi, and I'm 91 years old.
Mom, in honor of the new year, I want to ask you about some of your favorite things, which also happen to be some of my favorite things. Let's start with dance. When did you discover that you love to dance?
I can't really remember when I didn't love to just go moving very freely and very quickly. When I was about five, I was in a dance class. And when I came home, I did my own movements. And my father had me stop because the lessons, because he felt I was perhaps unladylike.
A long time ago, you gave me a copy of your poem, My Kingdom, My Attic. Would you tell me about the poem and your attic?
I loved my attic. That was where my basic area for playing. It was three rooms and a bathroom. And I loved to put on records with my photograph and just go flitting from one room to the other. That was enormous joy and fun.
You also told me about dancing with a door in the attic. Talk about dancing with a door.
Well, it dawned on me that if I held the door handle and swung the door a bit, it would be something like dancing with a partner. And I did that mainly to jitterbug music.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Before I was born, you were an elementary school teacher. Tell me about some of the dances that you choreographed for your fifth grade students.
I did a dance to Gershwin music in which mannequins in a department store at night magically came alive, and a little girl decided to stay overnight and walk around the store, and when she discovered the mannequins, she had enormous fun dancing with them. But when morning came, they stopped and her joy was over.
Wasn't there also a dance about ants invading a picnic?
Well, the ants were a part of a play I did. It was my idea of a hillbilly play. And I had two little girls getting water from a pump. And all of a sudden, there were a number of ants crawling around the pump. So they put down the pails and watched the ants dance.
When I was young, I started ballet lessons and going to dance performances with you. We saw many different dance troupes. We saw the Dance Theater of Harlem. We saw American Ballet Theater. We saw Twyla Tharp. We saw a company in Pittsburgh whose name I can't remember. And we also saw Alvin Ailey. I know you loved modern dance more than ballet. And I also really loved the freer expression and unexpectedness of modern dance, while also respecting the rigor of ballet. I also remember dancing a lot with you at home. As a little kid, I remember dancing with you and Paul to Herb Albert and Brazil 66 and Winchester Cathedral. And in high school, I'd come home to find you dancing while dusting to Emotional Rescue by the Rolling Stones, and I'd join in. To this day, I would say dancing is my favorite form of self-expression. Would you say that's the same for you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Even now, as an older person, sometimes I get the urge to move. My balance isn't what it used to be, but I feel I still have some sense of feeling and that I can still have some fun.
Well, we both definitely love to dance. And we also both love art and design, particularly interior design. When I was little, I remember seeing you pore over magazines like House and Garden and Architectural Digest. How did you get interested in interior design?
Well, when I was a child, I was impressed with the fact that my mother could move furniture around. She wasn't doing it constantly, but I thought a chair could be moved. I was amazed. And then that sort of gradually led me to appreciate design, appreciate workmanship, appreciate the history associated with design, like, for instance, the telephone table.
Well, we also went antiquing a lot on weekends. Besides the telephone table that you just mentioned, do you have a favorite piece that you acquired?
My favorite piece is my cupboard bench. I can't exactly...
Tell me about the cupboard bench.
I don't exactly know why, but I imagine some history is associated with it, and I like to think, because of its age, I wonder what homes and people knew it and maybe also very much appreciated it.
Well, I know from my museum curatorial and material culture internships, particularly in New England, I learned that cupboard benches, because they had high back, would be pulled in front of the fireplace, and it sort of created an enclosure. And that's how people could keep warm. It was like creating a little mini room. We also went antiquing a lot on the weekends. I know I said that earlier, but you took an interior design course. What are some of the concepts that you remember learning about interior design?
The teacher said, and in this way, a unity in a variety. I believe she pronounced it that way so we would remember that. For instance, in a room, you could have perhaps one color, but materials many, many different types of materials, whether it was a wool rug, damask draperies, but using the color white or perhaps off-white.
But you also like color, and didn't the interior design teacher say that most people are afraid of color? What did she tell you about color? And off-white is a color, by the way, but I'm thinking about not necessarily vibrant colors, but just, more about color and contrast.
Well, I think many people are simply unknowledgeable about furniture and furniture arrangement. I think probably starting in high school, that should probably be part of home economics or just part of being an adult, to have some sense of furniture arrangement.
That's an interesting concept. They haven't taught home economics in high school in a very many decades, but I recently read an article in the Times about maybe bringing back home ec and also including personal finance and other concepts that would be good for high school students to learn. Do you remember we also used to like to play a game where we would pick our favorite object from a photo or a room? We also did that when we visited the Winterthur Decorative Arts Museum in Delaware. And I don't know if you remember this, but the woman who escorted us on our private tour laughed when she saw us doing it and said she'd have to watch us to be sure we didn't walk with any of our favorite objects. Let's talk about books. I would say that books have been among my most favorite companions since I was very small, and I love rereading books. Do you remember having a favorite book when you were a child?
The Secret Garden was my very favorite book as a child.
Oh, I really like The Secret Garden, and I also really like Anne of Green Gables series. I just was really struck by those books. What about a book, if you can name just one, that you loved as an adult that really, really resonated with you?
I can't think of the title, but it's about a woman from a culture that didn't value women as they should be valued. And she was further, so to speak, brutalized because she was not a pretty girl and her mother rather ignored her. And her mother didn't recognize that she was a very bright, bright student. But as she grew older, and as an adult, she became a translator. But because of the way her mother treated her, she kept a distance and was aloof with people. But finally she had an epiphany and recognized that you can be friendly with people and enjoy their company and be happy that they are enjoying you.
I think that's A Woman of No Importance or Little Importance. The title is something like that, and I can't remember the author's name. It's a man, but I read that book too. I think you liked it more than I did, but I remember being very struck by it. Also by the fact that the translations that she did didn't actually earn her any money. She did the translations more as an exercise for her own intellect, but they didn't really support her. She worked in a bookstore. So she translated books for fun. It was a passion, which was really, really kind of interesting. I ran a book group for 17 years that I named Books By and About Women. You've been in a book group for many years too. What do you enjoy most about your book group?
What I enjoy very much is the camaraderie with the other ladies, and it's basically though based on we are quite serious, even though we do sometimes go off on a tangent, which is also fun and instructive. And I love the fact that we all can choose a book. And the fact that we have met in an old bookstore, private bookstore run by a mother and daughter. We have a table in the back, and so we're just beyond where there are shelves of books, and it's just been a very rewarding experience.
I know I attended some of your book group meetings, which I really enjoy too, and you've attended some of mine in the past. Let's talk also about names. You once told me that you had wanted to name me Francesca Nicole, and instead I became Stephanie Nina. A few years ago, you surprised me by telling me that if you were to name me again, you would call me Sabrina. So my question is, what would you name me today?
Today, I would name you Georgiana.
Is that a Jane Austen influence?
Probably in the deep recesses of my mind, it probably is.
Okay, well, I'll accept that. Okay. You also told me that Grandma's sister, Aunt Eileen, asked if you liked your shared first name, and you told her you preferred the name Artemis, which I think probably surprised her. What name would you pick for yourself today?
I probably would pick Honor.
Oh, that's another one of my favorite names, too. Another thing that we share. Like most families, we also have many nicknames for each other. When you were a little girl, you were called Binks. Isn't that right?
Yes, that was a name that my mother's sister, Gertrude Henrietta, proposed for me.
Do you remember why Binks, what the origin, besides her coming up with it, like why she came up with it?
It certainly isn't original, and there is also Binkies, and there is, I believe, a child's toy called Binkies.
A Binky is a pacifier. That I know that term, but I'd never heard Binks before. And then also, I love the story that you told me of your cousin Edward, who was 4 or 5 years older, calling you Cindelina, because that was coincided with the debut of the animated film Cinderella, and he was confusing Cinderella and Eileen, so you became Cindelina, which I think is very cute. Dad called me sister and nurse Gerse and princess, but you never called me a nickname, except occasionally you would say Ninochka for little Nina in Russian. And I enjoy and have for many years calling you Mater and Mom Eileeny Beanie or MEB. And I've always fantasized that if I ever wrote a book, I would dedicate it in part to MEB, and it would be our secret because no one would know what those initials stood for. So because it wouldn't correspond to anyone in my family or friends or anything like that. So, Mom, I really enjoyed this conversation and the chance to talk with you and talk about things that we've both shared, passions of ours. Do you have any final words?
Well, thinking of names, I liked when your father called me Sweet Pea, and I particularly liked when my father called me Dear Heart.
Oh, I don't remember hearing about Dear Heart. Maybe I did, but Grandpa, of course, was my favorite relative. So that really makes me feel good that he called you that. That really is heartwarming. And I think it's a great note on which to end our conversation. Thank you, Mom.
You're quite welcome. I enjoyed it so much.